Tonight, we'll take you there and see if the gloves came off. 6 o'clock now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by LongRoofing.com. More than 10,000 people are in shelters in Puerto Rico awaiting doom by daylight as Hurricane Maria approaches.
Winds here have picked up, but we do not expect the worst of the storm until daylight, roughly even 8, more or less 9 o'clock in the morning here in San Juan, because as that eye wall approaches closer and closer, we know that's where we find the strongest Category 5 hurricane winds.
Meteorologist Eric Van Dam says Maria could shatter records as the strongest storm ever to hit Puerto Rico. More than 200 people are confirmed dead following Mexico's second major earthquake in recent weeks. At least 25 of those deaths at a single school in Mexico City, where rescuers and volunteers scrambled overnight looking for survivors after an entire wing of the three-story building pancaked. Faint cries have been heard in the rubble.
This is a race against time, because the more time that passes by, the odds are against the people who are trapped in these buildings.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. Virginia's candidates for governor met in a debate last night that was shown on statewide television. Lieutenant Governor Democrat Ralph Northam spent a lot of time trying to tie Republican Ed Gillespie to President Trump.
My opponent supported the travel ban, and now we have DACA, where he's talking about sending children that are here in this country at no fault of their own, separating them from their families, sending them out of the country. And I'm sure Ed would follow right in line with that as well.
But Gillespie was not having it.
Look, I could stand up here and I could say he's Nancy Pelosi, and he could say I'm Donald Trump, and we could have that debate. That's not going to get one more job created in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It is not going to get one more addict into recovery. It is not going to ease traffic congestion.
Voters go to the polls November 7th. D.C. Councilmember and former Mayor Vincent Gray's on a campaign to get you to quit smoking by going into your wallet.
Legislation proposes we increase the tax on a pack of cigarettes from $2.50 a pack, which currently is the case, to $4.50 a pack.
Gray says smoking kills 800 people a year in D.C., and he believes secondhand smoke was responsible for killing his own wife. D.C. could be undertaking a radical new approach to helping people get medical marijuana and curbing opioid abuse.
D.C. Councilmember David Grosso wants to make it easier for people to get medical marijuana instead of needing permission from a doctor.
They can basically recommend it on their own volition and talk to the Department of Health.
And he wants to establish places in the city for people to partake safely for those already with a heroin addiction.
That legislation would decriminalize all drug paraphernalia
with the hopes of reducing exposure to HIV and hepatitis C through dirty needles. In the end, Grosso says he wants to open safe injection facilities around the city.
The person goes in more open to counseling, to therapy.
At the Wilson Building, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A man who got into an argument with his girlfriend on a highway on Maryland's Eastern Shore is in a burn center this morning. Police say the man pulled his car in front of his girlfriend's car on Route 213 in Queen Anne's County, forcing her to stop. He then got out of the car with a fuel can in his hand and, after a brief argument, doused himself with gasoline and lit a match. He's expected to survive. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,370, the Nasdaq at 64,61. In sports, Max Scherzer picks up his 15th win of the season as the Nats beat the Braves, and the Orioles lose to the Red Sox in the 11th inning for the second night in a row. WMAL News Time is 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
According to a recent survey of small business owners, their number one concern is the cost of healthcare. Don't let rising healthcare costs keep you up at night. HRI provides creative benefit solutions that'll have you thinking outside the box. Call 833-HRI-HELP to schedule a free 30-minute consultation. That's 833-HRI-HELP or HRIonline.com. Stop doing the same old thing with your healthcare, expecting different results. Call 833-HRI-HELP today.
Expand your outdoor living space with Long Pavers. Visit longfence.com today.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. Boy, it seems to be a morning occurrence. Crash in Manassas. Eastbound after business 234. And they're trying to get that over to the shoulder. It was along the right side. So we're really in the crunch here trying to get by. Beyond, off and on the brakes in towards Centerville and Fair Oaks. Also coming out of Gainesville, commuters already on 29 lining up out of Groveton to get up to 234. Now, better news in Northwest. Please tell me that they've cleared the scene of Connecticut Avenue between L and M. So do still keep alert, though, in that area. 270, it's been a slow go early on. It was a paving project overnight. South on 270 near 109. It's now wrapped up for the morning, but still a bit of activity as far as uneven pavement. So out of Frederick to 109, slow traffic and 355 with the bailout. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just seeing a little overcast around in spots this morning. I'm going to go partly cloudy today because as we go through the day, we'll have sunshine and a high of 88 degrees. That's 10 degrees above average. Tonight, clear and mild, 68. Sunny tomorrow, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 63 in Herndon, 67 in Hyattsville, 71 at Reagan National. The traffic and weather brought to you by Spot Hero. A weekend tropical storm, Jose, trudges up along the Atlantic coast. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning. I'm Mary Welter with Vince Colonnais, and it is Wednesday morning. Joining us later this hour at 6:35, it's Cal Thomas. He'll give us his take on the Graham Cassidy bill and President Trump's speech to the UN. Also weighing in on the president's speech at 7:15 is Corey Lewandowski, and at 7:35, Ambassador John Bolton. At 8:05, Stephen Farnsworth will join us. He's a political science professor, and he'll give us a wrap-up of last night's Virginia gubernatorial debate. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. Speaking of that debate taking place last night in Northern Virginia, you have Ed Gillespie squaring off against the state's lieutenant, against the Commonwealth's lieutenant governor, I'll say that right, Ralph Northam. As the two men faced off, it was interesting to see the coverage of this. I've seen multiple outlets now say, well, there wasn't one big takeaway. This was sort of a gentleman's debate. In some ways, I guess that makes it sort of a man bites dog story. It was a debate where you didn't have people ripping each other's throats out. That the two men sort of said nice things about each other. He's a nice guy and kind of like, you know, got along and sort of didn't raise their voice very much. But there were real issues discussed last night. These were the debate broadcast by NBC stations. NBC Meet the Press's Chuck Todd was moderating. And I'd say one of the big takeaways was what the Commonwealth thinks about Confederate statues, especially because, of course, Charlottesville is in Virginia. And Ed Gillespie took a bite at this on Confederate statues. Here's his position on that.
Virginians have always been at the forefront of American history from our very founding, literally, at Jamestown. That doesn't mean we've always been on the right side of history. And when you're on the side of preserving the institution, the evil institution of slavery, you're on the wrong side of history. But our history is our history, and I believe that we need to educate about it and that we need to teach about it. And so my view is that the statues should remain, and we should place them in historical context so that people can learn. We don't have to glorify the objects of the statues. We can educate about them. We have to learn from history, and that is a difference. That's my view, is that we should maintain the statues. The VMI just voted, the Board of Visitors, to keep the statues up. I know the Lieutenant Governor has said he would do everything in his authority as governor to have the Jackson statue come down, as well as the Lee statue in Richmond, and would be a vocal advocate for the cities and counties for taking their statues down. I believe the cities and counties should, you know,
better spend their money on improving our schools, teachers, and that is a significant difference. And so I would maintain the state-controlled statues, and I would encourage the cities and counties not to take down their statues because I don't think it's the best use of their tax dollars. So the fact is I do support keeping the statues up and teaching about our history, and that is the difference between us.
The Republican went on to discuss white supremacists in Charlottesville as well.
These people were in Virginia, but they are not of Virginia. 90% of them came from outside of our Commonwealth. I know my fellow Virginians. We are caring, loving people who are respectful of one another. And let's be clear about something else. They called it a Unite the Right rally. These people are not on any legitimate spectrum of left to right. These neo-Nazis, these white supremacists, these KKK members with their shields and their torches. If one were the most liberal on a spectrum and 10 were the most conservative, these people are a yellow. They're not on the same continuum. Theirs is not a political philosophy. It is a twisted mindset rooted in hate that believes that some people are lesser than others, that one race is superior than another, and that another religion is inferior to yours. If that's your view, that is worse than immoral. That is the presence of evil in our world, and we must confront it and reject it. And as governor, I would always do so.
So Ed Gillespie breaking off any attempt to lump these people in with the right.
I would love to see, and I think he was on the right path. I wanted him to go a step further and say these people are no more associated with the right than Antifa is associated with the left. Because that way you put it back.
Oh, that's the naughty way to approach this, Mary.
Well, why not? Because the Republicans are always having to disavow. They have to stand there and make the pledge and read the words that are put in front of them in order to show that, you know, to condemn. But the left is like, well, I don't know. They never are put in the same position. It's a great way to start turning the narrative around.
Well, yeah, but every time you mention it, it's moral equivalency. Now it's
exactly.
Like, you're not allowed to say that. Don't say that other people are violent,
that's
too.
I was with them, and then I was like,
that's outrageous.
Almost got there. You almost got there.
Well, this is the same sort of logical fallacy that you engage with when you talk about Black Lives Matter. Oh, I agree. I think all lives matter. How dare you? What? What did I say wrong? Ralph Northam. He talked about Confederate statues. Here's his take on it.
A month ago in Charlottesville was a horrific tragedy. A group of white supremacists who rolled into Charlottesville in a beautiful city, a beautiful, wonderful University of Virginia, with torches and banners and semi-automatic weapons. If these statues give individuals, white supremacists like that, an excuse to do what they did, then we need to have a discussion about the statues. Personally, I would think that the statues would be better placed in museums with certainly historical context, but I am leaving that up to the localities.
All right, so throw them into museums. I'm leaving it up to localities, but I kind of want them to come down and go into museums.
Well, here's the part that I have a problem with, that is, haven't we been told for ages that poor people and minorities don't have the money to be able to go to museums, that they're traditionally places for white people and the privileged, because if you're white, you're privileged. So why would he want to do that? Because then the poor minorities can't go to museums to learn the history associated with those statues. Whereas if we have these statues, which statues are considered art, right? If we have these statues out where people can learn with maybe a plaque accompanying it and teaching the history, that would be free. And then we can all learn from our history and our past. I don't understand why you would want to put it in a museum where minorities can't go.
Oh, good point. Don't hide it. All this white privilege that you can hide these things. There was also some discussion of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, which would run from West Virginia to North Carolina and straight through the Commonwealth of Virginia. So, of course, the candidates were asked about this, and it got into an interesting back and forth with Chuck Todd and Ralph Northam. Listen to this.
I'll give you a second here, but I want to follow up something on the original question. I'm still not clear. Do you support this pipeline or not? Is the DEQ now a new hurdle that you want to put in? I'm just following up on this because I don't. Yes. I'm not clear. Do you support this pipeline?
I have been as clear as I can, Chuck, that the pipelines, if they move forward environmentally responsibly, if they're done with transparency, if they're done with people's property rights in mind, then I do support them, yes.
And one last thing here. I want to hit sanctuary cities. Ed Gillespie addressing and Ralph Northam sparring a little bit over those.
That'll be
simple answer here.
No, no, hold on.
You're for sanctuary cities, and I'm against.
All right, guys, we're going to move to another gentleman. We're going to move to another
solution. Looking for a problem.
We don't have sanctuary cities, Ralph Northam says. Gillespie's like, you're for them, I'm against them. I'd like to pass a law banning sanctuary cities here. So that's Virginia. Who are you voting for? And we'll find out a little bit later this morning when we talk to Stephen Farnsworth what he thought of this. He's a political analyst, and he'll break down that debate last night in Northern Virginia. That's at 8:05.
And at one point, I just want to note this, Gillespie called Northam a good man. At one point, and they found agreement on some issues like the need to increase technical and vocational training. So there was some agreement, and as you started this piece out saying that it wasn't as aggressive, and there weren't as many fireworks as people were expecting with this. They were very gentlemanly, which I kind of like. I do like fireworks. I do enjoy the fireworks. I do like that. But it's nice to see that people can take it down a notch and not make it personal and not go after the other person and can discuss the issues. That part of it, I appreciate.
But the ratings were terrible, Mary. 6:15, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland on 270. Just get ready for a lot of heavy volume. It started early with the overnight work project at 109. Now, that's been wrapped up for a while, but we're still off and on the brakes right as you merge off of 70 near the Monocacy, and that extends down to and across past 80 down to 109. Now, out of Frederick, you don't want to start initially with 355 because traffic is stopped right now with a crash. Southbound 355, right after you pass the Francis Scott Key Mall at Technology Way, they'll be detouring you around there. So, again, that's shut down. Then beyond, if you're joining on from, say, 80, 355 slammed with the extra heavy volume to avoid 270. Boy, oh boy, grab that second cup of coffee there. Around the Beltway, better news, Maryland, Virginia, no early problems. 66, we are bunched up in Manassas. Access passing business 234. Again, they're still trying to clear that crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 68. And then tomorrow, generally sunny with a high of 87. Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
This is conservative.
All right, so I want to hit a topic with you that I was really surprised by. I hadn't seen this, but I guess this came out last week, and this is all about this dating website called OkCupid, which, you know, they call it the OG of dating sites. It allows people to find each other online. And the online dating service last Wednesday announced an update that will now give users the ability to let everyone know where they stand on a very important political subject, which is their support of Planned Parenthood. What? Okay, so how exactly is this a part of a dating service? Today, the company announced in a blog post, we're introducing a Planned Parenthood badge to help our members connect over what's important to them. The badge reads, hashtag, I stand with PP. That's a weird thing to say. I stand with PP, but it's I stand with Planned Parenthood, and will be prominently displayed on the profile of every OkCupid member who publicly responds no to the question, should the government defund Planned Parenthood? Okay, so it's going to take your political temperature. Should the government defund Planned Parenthood? If you say no, then you will get the luxury of having a badge appear on your profile that says, I stand with Pee-Pee. Congratulations. What a nice piece of flair to get. And I wonder about this. If you're unfamiliar here, this is a good write-up here. If you're unfamiliar with OkCupid, instead of like swiping left or right as you do with, say, Tinder until you find a match that looks like it could be a fit, the site asks you to answer in-depth questions and then shows you people with similar interests, such as if you're a food lover, a gym rat, or in this case, a supporter of Planned Parenthood.
Okay, so here's my thing.
Uh-huh.
I can see both sides to this because part of me, first of all, I don't like them asking political questions because it winds up devolving into something like this. However, Think of how much time in general the average person could save in their daily life if you knew that the person at the cocktail party that you're talking to is just a rabid leftist or a rabid rightist. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it could just solve so many roadblocks and reduce the stress level so much. Think how much time you could save in dating if you just get that out of the way in the beginning. So I kind of get it. Again, as I said earlier, if we could tattoo stupid people, my day would be way better. Every single day, because there's certain people you would just avoid, right? So it helps you avoid certain people, save time, lower your stress, right? But on the other hand, how many guys are just going to say, oh, sure, they're going to get that badge just so they can hit on other women? Do you know that totally, what? You know what I mean?
Let me open this up. What is I Stand With Planned Parenthood? What does that badge say about you on a dating website? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL, or tweet us at WMALDC.
See, now for women, I think it just says you're a militant feminist, because I know women who are single, who are ultra-liberal, who would rush to have this on their dating profile, and they're just militant feminists. I don't know why a man would want to date any of these women. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I don't understand it. So why would you want to put that there? On the other hand, I can see where men would do this just to get the badge so they have access to certain women. Do you see what I'm saying?
It kind of doubles their dating pool.
It doubles the dating pool right off the bat. You know, you look at, I don't have a commitment with this chick, but
yeah,
you know, like,
no,
hey, she's going to think that I get her, that I'm also a feminist.
So this is like kind of like borrowing your neighbor's dog for your profile photo?
Exactly, yes.
You know, you just like, you pose with the dog and you're like, look at this guy.
Exactly, because chicks
so
love dogs. Exactly.
He hangs with dogs. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Exactly. See, I needed a man to put it properly.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but here's the other thing that I think is a huge question mark here. If you're going to pick, like, the Planned Parenthood thing, what does that say about your stance on, like, how risky this relationship might be or not? Meaning, you see a girl, she's got an I Stand With Planned Parenthood badge attached right to her photo or right to her profile. What does that tell the guy? The guy's like, yeah, she's down with abortion. No problem. There's no problem. At the end of this rainbow, there's no risk here. She's pro-abortion. Totally fine. This is great.
All right, that's like thinking like a man, because I didn't go there at all.
Are you kidding me? How many?
I didn't.
Let's find out what people think here in just a moment. 622 here on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details. Some nights are special. Some nights you just know it's a Maggiano's night. Maggiano's Little Italy is the place to enjoy family-style excellence. From appetizers and salads that always satisfy, to succulent family-style entrees that put smiles on faces around the table. And now, with the new steakhouse menu, Maggiano's is turning up the heat. Sample flame-kissed steaks, perfectly seasoned chicken, salmon, and more from their world-class steakhouse menu. Maggiano's serves it all up along with shareable appetizers and sides to create the perfect experience. These plated meals start at just $69.95 per person and are available at Maggiano's Friendship Heights only. So get them while they're hot. And don't forget to leave room for Maggiano's distinctly decadent New York cheesecake. There's always more for the family at Maggiano's Little Italy. Check out the new steakhouse menu at Maggiano's Friendship Heights. Make it a Maggiano's night tonight.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Did you know that 97% of all home buyers are searching online? That's right, 97%. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we specialize in online real estate marketing and where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $10 million compared to the old-fashioned real estate agents. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the D Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. All right, let's do this. Virginia, the volume on 95. Pretty normal Stafford to Aquia. Again, as you head into Woodbridge, 395 starting to see a little slowdown as well in Landmark. Just north of 395, though. Watch on Seminary Road. Crews responding to an incident at Mark Center Avenue. Now, let's go 66, where we had the crash. I know early on here in Manassas, east on 66 past Business 234, now sits to the shoulder. Definitely a distraction. 270 started off rough this morning with a paving project at 109. It's been cleared for quite a while, but solid delays still on 270 to come out of Frederick. And if you're thinking initially taking 355 to avoid that delay, traffic was now alternating past a crash just south of Francis Scott Key Mall. So definitely congested through that area. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just seeing a little overcast around in spots this morning. I'm going to go partly cloudy today because as we go through the day, we'll have sunshine. And a high of 88 degrees. That's 10 degrees above average. Tonight, clear and mild, 68. Sunny tomorrow, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 626 on WMAL. OkCupid has added a feature to its dating site, allowing users to add a tag to their profile that says, I stand with Planned Parenthood. Just by answering the question, do you support defunding Planned Parenthood from the government? And if you say no, you get that nice piece of flair. Does that just make you seem like you love abortion, though? That certainly seems to be the signal that I'm sensing from all of this. Let's go to Rick, who's in Virginia. Rick, what do you think of all of this?
Yeah, I actually met my wife on OkCupid.
Wow.
And I actually used to administer the site, too. So I was admin, taking care of photos, all that fun stuff.
Yes.
It was fun stuff. But this, you know, I'll tell you, I used to filter people out by political preference all the time.
Right.
I'm conservative. I would only look at conservative people. So this is nothing new.
Yeah, and boy, would this help you in that process. That's the Mary argument here. This is a good way to whittle out the people you have no interest in seeing anyway. 627 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that the kids are back at school, it's a great time to get your carpets back to clean with Zero Res. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. If you have a home or office, Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res clean. Stains and odors will be gone forever. Allergens will be removed so you can breathe easier again. Stop being embarrassed when friends or customers visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. A Zero Res clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, or grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. You'll get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. And we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
All right. You're probably wondering, what does Cal Thomas think of the President of the United States' big speech before the UN yesterday? Cal is an excellent judge of messaging and its effectiveness. We'll find out how he grades the president here when we return on Mornings on the Mall. Right now, though, it's time for WMAL News, 6:30 here.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek. The worst of Hurricane Maria arrives at daylight in Puerto Rico this morning as the storm's eyewall will reach the coast, bringing sustained winds of more than 155 miles an hour. Jennifer Gonzalez Colon, who represents Puerto Rico in Congress, is stuck in a closet inside her home.
We feel very scared. I mean, the house is shaking. Even when it's a concrete building, the wind Those are already dropping a lot of water. It's like a river inside the house.
More than 11,000 people are in shelters waiting for the storm to pass. The world is praying this morning for the victims of Mexico's second major earthquake in 2 weeks. Speaking in Spanish, Pope Francis led parishioners in prayer during his weekly audience in St. Peter's Square this morning. More than 200 people have been killed in the latest 7.1 magnitude quake, which occurred much closer to Mexico City than the larger quake earlier this month. As Republican senators work on a last-ditch effort to repeal and replace Obamacare, they're getting pushback from several governors, including Maryland's.
Governor Larry Hogan says the Graham-Cassidy health care bill would, quote, cost our state over $2 billion annually while directly jeopardizing the health care of our citizens. Governor Hogan says the law needs to be fixed in a way that protects Marylanders' coverage and stops rates from skyrocketing. The bill would replace much of former President Obama's law with block grants to states. It would give states wide leeway on spending the money and would cut and reshape Medicaid. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A 21-year-old college student's been arrested and charged with using a penny to make permanent scratches on one of the pillars at the Lincoln Memorial. Police say Nurdalek Bartgaroff, who's from Kyrgyzstan, scrawled several letters onto the marble. Prosecutors say the damage cannot be repaired, though it's difficult to see, and an expensive polishing process can be performed to minimize the look. Police have no idea what the letters were meant to signify. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 22,370. The NASDAQ at 64,61. Sports brought to you by the Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation. Ryan Zimmerman knocks in two runs, and Max Scherzer strikes out seven as the Nats beat the Braves. No such luck for the O's. An 11th inning wild pitch allows the Red Sox to score the game's only run in a win over the Birds. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, and save you 50%. Mary Walter here. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman and builds their super energy efficient windows just for your home and our climate in their own local factory. They are totally accountable to you, and they make the process super easy, giving you peace of mind. At Thompson Creek, you have a dedicated team working on your windows from start to finish. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy one window and get one for 50% off. Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, and save you 50%. There is no better time to replace your windows, and you need to call now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Call now to buy one window, get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition.
For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore, Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
This is Sonny Jurgensen. Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Virginians are trying transit and loving it. You can too, September 18th through the 22nd. Read, text, relax, and enjoy. Take the pledge to be entered to win round-trip tickets on Amtrak. Learn more at TryTransitWeek.org.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pushing through Woodbridge slowly north on Interstate 95 due to the crash right near Route 1. Have the right side blocked. You see a fire and rescue still arriving to the scene there. Now, around the Beltway we go. We've been in pretty good shape here through Annandale. Tyson's nice start this morning. Bunched up a 66 through the Manassas interchanges. Had a crash after the second Manassas exit there, a 234 business over to the shoulder. Also coming out of Gainesville, 29, already pretty much a solid lineup heading up toward 234. Now, let's go to 70. We've struggled this morning. Heavy delays out of Frederick and down to 109 where they had the overnight paving project. Lanes currently open. Out of the Frederick area, 355, just south of the Francis Scott Key Mall, traffic was alternating under police direction due to a crash there. And then 270, I want to take you farther south into Rockville. Looks like we have some police activity as you push south past 28. So do watch for some of the flashing lights in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Jose does stay away as clouds continue to go away also as high pressure builds in. The overcast will become clear, so we head on through today, mainly sunny. At a high of warm 88 degrees, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 68 in Springfield, 70 in Hyattsville, 72 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 6:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:15 this morning, Corey Lewandowski. That man knows the President of the United States. Let's find out what his deep insights are on the speech yesterday before the UN. 7:35, Ambassador John Bolton, former ambassador, of course, to the United Nations. He'll have a sincere breakdown of what it means to get flagrant in front of the UN. And then 8:05, Stephen Farnsworth is going to break down that Virginia debate last night. Let us know how he scores it between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam. My name is Vince Colonnay, sitting alongside the fabulous Mary Walter.
Well, thank you. Also fabulous, speaking of fab, Cal Thomas is with us. Cal, good morning.
Good morning, Mary and Vince. Gee, Vince, you said something about getting flagrant before the UN. That sounds kind of kinky.
Yeah, I think it was. I think a lot of people really liked it, Cal.
That was fantastic. You know, it's what we used to call real politic. And I loved what the ambassador from Venezuela said. He meant it as critical, but I think a lot of conservatives especially are going to think it was praise. He said, why, the president sounded like Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. Yeah, baby.
That's right. What did you like the most about the speech, Cal? Was there a specific piece of it that you just really thought he hit out of the ballpark?
Well, I thought it was all good, Mary. I mean, it was like Ryan Zimmerman going 3 for 4. I thought describing North Korea as the equivalent of what Reagan said of the Soviet Union in the 80s as basically a force of evil, evil empire, Reagan referred to the Soviet Union as being. I thought calling out Cuba, which we haven't heard about from a while, once again, a one-way deal made by the Obama administration, got nothing in return. Political prisoners are still in prison. The press is not free. No religious freedom. We didn't get anything, and they got an embassy and a certain amount of economic benefit. I thought, the Venezuela business with Maduro, he practically had wrecked the country. He had one of those great little Reagan-esque couplets about that socialism hasn't failed because it hasn't been tried properly. It's failed because it has been tried. I thought that was terrific. He didn't speak in Diplo speak, which was very, very gratifying. He told it like it is. He said what was true. Imagine that, saying what was true. Who could disagree with it? I thought it was the best speech of his presidency so far.
You know, it's strange. Some of the criticism, you mentioned this idea that he didn't speak in Diplo speak. Some of the criticism was that he should have, that the president of the United States should have been a different person when he speaks before the UN than he is at, say, a campaign rally in the United States. But I think that's mostly because we've become accustomed to politicians putting on different voices or faces when they speak to different audiences. Trump's always been the same.
Yeah, I think it's meaningless. I really do. I mean, these dictators understand only one thing. I mean, look at some of the things that Kim Jong-un has said. He doesn't speak in Diplo speak. We're going to wipe out the United States. We're going to turn the U.S. into a grave. We're going to fry him. We're going to wipe out California. We're going to hit Guam. I mean, that's not Diplo speak. Give it back to him. I don't have a problem with that. I think they're probably last night pouring over the speech in Pyongyang and say, golly, we haven't heard a president speaking like this before. I wonder if he really means it. Good. Get their attention.
Yeah, I don't think North Korea was really all that concerned, though, with what President Trump was saying. Their ambassador was not there. It was just a representative was the only person who was there. And he was sitting there, as Vince has characterized it, stone face. He was just looking down. Every now and then he would look up, and on TV they were doing a cut back and forth between President Trump and the North Korean representative who was there, going back and forth between the two. And you could see the guy look down, make a couple of notes, or for all I know, he was doing a crossword puzzle. I have no idea. But the contrast between the two was really quite interesting to see that. But do you think North Korea cares what President Trump said yesterday?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's hard to get into their minds. I mean, it's been such a closed society for so long. But I think, I think the rest of the world is watching this. I think Iran is watching this. I think other actors, I think even Russia and China are watching this. They're dealing with a totally different president. They're not dealing with President Obama, who started out his presidency apologizing for America's arrogance and overreach and thinking that we're better than others. I mean, the president said, look, we all think our nation is the best, but... And that's fine, and we should, but I think that, America is unique in the world. America funds the world. We're the first with humanitarian aid after a natural disaster. We have foreign aid to countries, so we try to help other countries. We haven't seized territory to expand an empire. When we fight wars, we give the land back to the people who live there, like World War II. I mean, what's not to like? I mean, I love the reaction shots of Bibi Netanyahu. I thought he was going to spring up like a jack of the box. I haven't seen him smile so much in ages. And then he got up and gave his own speech later and praised the president again, one of the most clarifying speeches he had ever heard.
Yeah, Bibi's not one for many smiles, typically, at the UN. I want to, Cal, yesterday the president also mentioned the Constitution and that, we're celebrating its birth as well. And he used it, he kind of bragged on the U.S. Constitution, the oldest still intact Constitution, is still functioning. You were right this week that people in the United States just don't appreciate what's in the Constitution, though. Just 26% can even name all three branches of government. What can be done to fix that?
Well, I think, when I was going to public school here in Walter Johnson High School out in Rockville, Maryland, as a kid, we had a civics class. It was mandatory. You had to take tests. You had to know about the Constitution. You had to know about the three branches of government, how many judges were on the Supreme Court, how many House members and members of the Senate, how a bill became law. Today the joke is, first step, hire a lobbyist. But that's not really, you know, that's not really what it was when we were studying it. But nobody does that anymore. You know, we're talking about gender. We're talking about gender identity. We're talking about all these other things that are not going to get you a job or a career. And after you graduate from college, you're still going to have to move home and live in your parents' basement. I mean, we're dealing with things that have absolutely nothing to do with reality. It's all cultural stuff now. And these studies by the Annenberg Center and the Newseum that show the tremendous ignorance of our Constitution and our government, this is why I promote alternative schools, private schools, homeschooling, and school choice. I hope that comes up in the tax bill that they allegedly are going to start debating soon.
Yeah, before you debate transgender bathrooms, you might want to know who the Vice President of the United States is. Just simple,
exactly.
Simple things like that. Cal Thomas, thank you, as always, for joining Mornings on the Mall. 644 now on WMAL.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-979-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/979. That's 855-979-NASA or nasafcu.com/979. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-979-NASA or click nasafcu.com/979. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
645 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crash on the Maryland Beltway. So if you're coming around, say, past 50, the John Hanson Highway, you're already sitting in some backups. You're back near 202, and that takes you up into New Carrollton. The accident is past 450 Annapolis Road. So do watch. A lot of flashing lights there. Now, beyond, of course, you'll get a little break because you're all congested, and then you'll hit the heavy delays that we normally have from 95 as you slowly merge onto the Beltway, outer loop, and through to Silver Spring. Had an incident reported in the backups on that stretch of the Beltway. So very busy. Virginia Beltway, I have nothing reported. 270 has been a slow haul this morning out of Frederick and down toward 109. 355, it looks like they've reopened the lanes here past Francis Scott Key Mall, or still have some accident activity. They had been alternating traffic. And then beyond, past of Route 80, 355 picks up a lot of bailout volume. Hang on, 66. The first crash we had this morning near Business 234, that's been over to the shoulder for a while. But now beyond, as you come up to the exit for 28 Centerville, they just moved that crash to the shoulder. I just watched that. So lanes just reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No threats as we look at Jose continuing to spin off to the east. Seems like that thing just needs to go away. And it will, eventually. Some clouds this morning, and then we'll get into clearing quickly. Some already have clear sky. As we get into the afternoon, up to a warm 88. Tonight, mainly clear, 68. Thursday, mainly sunny, 87. Average high this time of year is 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees in the nation's capital, 647 here on WMAL. Well, Sean Spicer technically didn't leave the White House until a couple weeks ago or so. In August, he finally left after, you remember, the Scaramucci. I mean, all these different chapters in the White House communication saga. Now we're getting a snippy little piece from from NBC News, which is trying to join the pylon of just being mean to Sean Spicer this week, all because he appeared in the Emmys. Actually, this is unrelated to that, supposedly. This is the headline here. Networks pass on Sean Spicer for paid contributor role. The concept is that many of these, you know, former press secretaries, Ari Fleischer, Dana Perino, all sorts of people end up going on and getting cable contracts where they appear as exclusive contributors and they speak to you on cable news. So when you see somebody as a CNN contributor or a Fox News contributor or an ABC News contributor, what they're saying is not that that person appears on our air a lot, which they do. It means we're paying them to be here. And this NBC News report is alleging that representatives have been holding individual conversations about the possibility of hiring him, but that CBS News, CNN, Fox News, ABC News, and NBC News, quote, won't touch him. said a media industry executive who's, quote, familiar with those conversations. Okay, Mr. Anonymous, media industry executive. He adds, the news organizations might use him on roundtables, but a paid exclusive contributor job is not happening. And that these networks have cited, quote, a lack of credibility. Okay, come on. There's no other way to read this than this is a hit job. You were able to get five networks to confirm to you, NBC News, that they're not hiring him due to a lack of credibility?
You know, I'm sorry, but I don't know Sean Spicer. I've never met the man. But for me, my read of him is that he just seems like a genuinely nice guy. And to say that he lacks credibility is because he, to them, he lacks credibility because he represented President Trump. So it doesn't matter. He's not going to get a gig regardless because he represents President Trump. And that is unacceptable to them. So they're never going to have anyone who represents the president in any kind of forceful, legitimate way, or anyone who is seen as a legitimate representative of the president.
He's a communications professional. His job is to try and explain and to put the best light on anything that's coming out of his administration. How many times have Obama people done that? And by the way, many of them have cable contracts. 650 now on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You may have heard about dental implants. They're the modern way to replace teeth without traditional dentures. If you need to replace a tooth, talk to your dentist about implants. But if you need many teeth replaced, or even all your teeth replaced, then you need what we call full mouth restoration. That's when you should call me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Perelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health.
People come from all over the area to visit me and my expert team because we not only understand the pain and embarrassment of missing teeth, but because we have a reputation for excellence. We handle cases of all sizes, from single implants to full mouth restorations that are virtually indistinguishable from your natural teeth. No traveling to different doctors and offices. We make sure you never go even a day without a full set of teeth. Plus, with sedation dentistry, you can sleep comfortably through the whole visit. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us.
If you need serious dental work, you'll need the serious, friendly team that can handle it. Call Cascades Dental of Sterling at 866-25-SLEEP or learn more at cascadesdental.com.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/15/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
6:53 now. See how your money's doing and check in with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. After closing at record highs yesterday, mixed futures right now for the major indexes. Markets are mixed in Europe and Asia. Crude oil is back above $50 a barrel this morning. Hurricane Maria has just made landfall in Puerto Rico. It's a strong Category 4 storm. Interest rates are expected to remain unchanged when the Fed decision comes at 2 Eastern today, but the Fed's expected to start reducing its large bond portfolio. That's going to gradually increase long-term rates. Apple is rolling out its updated operating system. It has better Apple Maps, like indoor maps for some airports and malls. It has AR, augmented reality, virtual images that are mixed with real life. You can see how furniture will look in your real living room before you buy the furniture. Amazon.com has sent emails to customers by mistake saying they had received gifts from their baby registries. They went to many people without children, and Amazon is getting slammed on social media this morning. Some season finales tonight on TV. America's Got Talent, Big Brother, and MasterChef all wrap up. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway commuters, we have three sets of delays here. First to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road with the stop and go. Then this unusual jam up. We are just crawling, trying to get into New Carrollton. The accident involves a dump truck on the outer loop just as you pass 450 Annapolis Road along the right side. So be very cautious there. Inner loop, a little bit of rubbernecking starting to form. Now, as you leave Greenbelt, if you're using the Baltimore-Washington Parkway just inside the Beltway, that lineup takes you to the crash right near Good Luck Road. 97 North near Route 100 for the crash. On the Beltway top side from 95 to Georgia Avenue with the stop and go. Here we go, Virginia 66 at 28 Centerville, crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just seeing a little overcast around in spots this morning. We're going to go partly cloudy today because as we go through the day, we'll have sunshine and a high of 88 degrees. That's 10 degrees above average. Tonight, clear and mild, 68. Sunny tomorrow, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah. Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
So this story comes to you from a Starbucks in California where a man was allegedly trying to rob the Starbucks wearing a Transformers mask.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going to let KSEE-TV tell you what happened.
It was a video that went viral, seen all across the country. A 58-year-old Craig Jerry enjoying his drink at the Starbucks at Herndon and 99 last July. Suddenly, a man wearing a Transformers mask pulls out a gun and a bag, demanding money from the barista. Fresno police identify the suspect as 30-year-old Ryan Flores. In the video, Jerry is seen hitting Flores with a chair, and a violent fight ensues. Investigators say Jerry was stabbed in the neck during the struggle, but managed to wrestle away the knife and stab Flores several times. Chief Jerry Dyer calls the Good Samaritan a hero.
Wow.
So
he wanted to rob a Starbucks, but he was too latte.
Are you going to do that through this entire piece? So this guy, Craig Jerry, gets stabbed in the neck trying to stop this robbery. He gets the knife away from the would-be robber, and he stabs the would-be robber. Well, according to the thief's mother, it was a bit much.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game.
The guy, in my opinion, went from a
good Samaritan to a vigilante. Stabbing somebody that many times, it doesn't take that many stab wounds to get somebody to succumb to you.
By the way, thank you for the Redskins tease ahead of that clip. Yeah, so she gets stabbed 17 times.
She claims he was stabbed 17 times. We don't know how many times he was
actually
stabbed.
This guy really took it out on him. He's going to take him on. He's going to hit him over the head with a chair, knock him to the ground, get into a fist fight. Then all of a sudden he gets stabbed in the neck, and he's like, you know what? I'm not suffering this fool anymore. He takes the knife, and he stabs the kid 17 times. He's not even a kid. He's 30 years old, the guy who's trying to rob the place.
Yeah, now his father told the Fresno Bee, I understand that he, meaning his son, robbed the store, but Jerry stabbed my son 17 times. Now, this is all in the news because the family now claims that the would-be robber, Flores, is now going to sue the Good Samaritan, Craig Jerry, who got stabbed in the neck.
Oh, boy.
He's going to sue him for excessive force. Now, the Fresno police chief reportedly called the report of the lawsuit ludicrous.
All right. But I think the only lesson here is if you're going to rob a Starbucks, make sure there's no macchiato man in the store. I mean, right? Can I get an amen? Here's what's coming up on WMAL.
It's so hard to follow. Ambassador John Bolton will be with us, and we'll get his take on the president's speech yesterday at the UN.
And Corey Lewandowski, remember that guy? Yeah. He stops by Mornings on the Mall. He's going to break down the speech as well. It's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. But right now, it's 7 o'clock, and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game